WTOP News Time 422.
At least 15 advertisers are expected to launch teasers for their Super Bowl ads this weekend. The goal is to create interest for ads without spilling the beans on the game day commercial. Several of them are car ads.
Joining us to talk about it all, Tim Nutt. He's senior editor for Ad Week. Good to have you, Tim. Thanks so much.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You wouldn't think that releasing all or part of your ads early online would be good business, but you guys have found that it is. Explain what's going on here.
Well, you know, it sort of depends, and I think different brands have different attitudes about this. You know, last couple years, starting with Volkswagen's Darth Vader ad a couple years ago, more and more companies are releasing these ads early just to generate buzz, you know.
So, any idea who's going to be releasing some early?
Well, in fact, there's already been 9 or 10 complete spots released this year, so that's kind of unusual. Taco Bell's ad is out. GoDaddy released one of their two already. The Axe commercial is out. The Coca-Cola commercial is out. Volkswagen. So if you go online, you can see, you know, a good quarter of the ads that are going to be on Sunday's game right now if you want to. Although, you know, a lot of people prefer to wait until the game.
The quality of the ads and the buzz factor varies from year to year. What you've seen so far, anything that's going to capture the country's imagination?
You know, it's funny you say. I haven't seen anything that's really superlative so far. What I've seen is a lot of the usual suspects. You know, and by that I mean, you know, B, C, D list celebrities, a lot of babies, a lot of animals, even one baby animal this year. You're probably going to hear a screaming goat this year, and, you know, I'm sure at some point we'll see someone get hit in the crotch probably too. So
interesting.
A whole lot of the usual comedy. Comedy plays well on the Super Bowl. But what we're really looking for every year is that one commercial that, you know, really stands out and that everybody falls in love with, and I don't think we've seen that quite yet.
Well, if we haven't seen that one yet, give us one that's really bad.
One that's really bad. Well, you know, the GoDaddy commercials are notorious for being pretty poor. I mean, some would say so bad they're good, but this one is in keeping with that, with that tradition. You know, I haven't seen any terrible ones. The Taco Bell one's sort of interesting. That one was just released on YouTube this morning, and it shows a bunch of old people sort of escaping from a retirement home and embarking on an epic night of partying. So, you know, those people who are interested in octogenarian debauchery will enjoy that one.
Tim, 15 seconds. How much is a Super Bowl ad going for this year?
It's a record again this year, as it is every year, and we're being told it's somewhere between $3.7 and $3.8 million for 30 seconds. So it's not cheap.
A lot of money. Thank you, Tim.